More than 1,000 people are estimated to have been killed in violence following Kenya's December 27th elections, which many say were rigged in favor of incumbent Mwai Kibaki and his Party of National Unity at the expense of Raila Odinga, who heads the Orange Democratic Movement Party. A list of the dead compiled by the Independent Medico-Legal Unit provides gruesome details of how people were killed in the post-election violence. This list by the Kenyan Human Rights Group is a description of 80 postmortems. Dr. Jane Yanyuki is the organization's program manager for rehabilitation and documentation.
Our pathologist's report reveals that 43% of the examined bodies had gunshot injuries to various parts. Specifically, those which resulted in death were to the head, the chest, and the abdomen.
The group says it is likely that most or all of the bullets came from police firearms. Executive Director Samuel Mohochi explains why.
It is the state that wields the instruments of justice, which include firearms. So the primary assumption will start with only state agencies are lawfully allowed to have firearms.
The conflict also involved an ethnic dimension, with certain groups burning and destroying the homes and businesses of other groups in tensions that date back to colonial times. Kenyan and international human rights groups accuse police of using excessive force to break up post-election demonstrations and clashes. They maintain that the number of gunshot and other deaths in the western areas of Kenya was proportionately higher than in areas supporting the ruling party. This was the case in the opposition stronghold city of Kisumu, according to human rights activist Chris Owala.
In Kisumu, during the violence, most of the people who were shot from behind, back, which means they were surrendering. Either they were running or they were already surrendered.
Police Commissioner Major General Hussein Ali has rejected accusations that police used excessive force in dealing with the unrest. But human rights groups are concerned that violence could erupt again, despite internationally backed efforts to achieve reconciliation. Gladwell Otieno, Executive Director of Africa Center for Open Governance, explains.
Now we're receiving worrying reports of rearming, arming, training by militias on both sides, particularly in the Rift Valley.
Human rights groups are also worried that authorities are putting pressure on those displaced to return to their homes. These groups say many areas are still not safe for certain ethnic groups. And there is the worry that people may be returning to places where there was widespread destruction of property and there is nothing left to support them. This will be among the problems to be resolved following the power-sharing agreement signed on February the 28th by President Kibaki and ODM leader Odinga. While both men have called on Kenyans to work together to restore peace to the country, the hatred and abuses that occurred will clearly take a long time to heal. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.